We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are starting a brand new Mishnah on top of Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Yayin Nesach Aser, that we know. Yayin Nesach is Aser. V'Oyser B'Kolshu. And an Aser is a mixture B'Kolshu. But only Aser B'Kolshu, only if it's the same min. For example, Yayin B'Yayin. If Yayin Nesach falls into kosher wine, an Aser is even B'Kolshu. Even if it's a 1,000-to-1 ratio, still, the Israel Aser, the Heter. Umayim b'mayim, also if it's the same min. And what's the case of mayim? Rashi says, mayim that you poured for Avodah Zarah, someone poured for Avodah Zarah, has din takrevis Avodah Zarah, and it falls into mayim heter, or aser b'kolshu. But if it's yayim b'mayim, or mayim b'yayin, if you mix yayin, let's say yayin esach and water, or water and yayin, so there, the iser only asers up the nois in time, which means if it's more than 60 times the iser, if the heter is 60 times the iser, then it'll be mutter. Zeklal, this is the rule. Min b'mino, if they fall into the same min, then the aser is b'mashu. V'shaloi b'mino b'nois etam. If it's not the same min, if it's a different min, one's mayim, one's water, one's v'ayin, then it goes the ratio of 60 to 1, which is nois etam. 60 times 1, but if it's 61 times 1, then the halacha will be, that will be mutter, because there it's bottle. But if it's min b'mino, even if it's 100 to 1 or 1,000 to 1, the 1 of iser will aser the 1,000. That is Pasuk Shah in the Mishnah. Now the Gemara starts off with the Shita of Rav Dimi, who does not really hold of the Isser, according to Rashi at least, there's no Isser B'Kolshu by Yayin Nesach. Ki'asa Rav Dimi, Om Rav Yechanon, Hama'ara Yayin Nesach Mechavis Labar. You're pouring Yayin Nesach into a bar. So if you learned that Mishnah, that would say, the bar is Yayin, it's Yayin Nesach, Asa B'Kolshu. But he says no. If you pour Yayin Nesach Mechavis Labar, I fill a Kalyam Kula, the entire day, Risha and Risha in bottle. Idea called Kama Kama bottle. Since the Chavis is going into a bar of Heter, and the bar is Heter, so every drip that goes in is bottle. He also doesn't ask for Kalshu. Therefore, it's bottle. We have a Mishnah later on that says the Yayin Nesach Shnafel Bar is Aser. We'll ask my Mishnah momentarily, but it's the first Mishnah, Yayin Nesach Shnafel Bar, my Mishnah's case that it's Aser. They were talking about, it was a big Chavis, fell all at once, and it fell all at once, or it was never Kama Kama bottle, because it never was bottle. Right away, it was more than the stuff in the bar, and therefore the Aser. That's what Rashi explains to Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi is a Chiddush. No such thing as Kolshu, that Yayin Nesach is also a Kolshu. There's the idea of Kama Kama bottle. So the Gemara asks right away from our Mishnah, Tanan, Yayin Nesach also, Yayin Nesach is also, but it's a Kolshu. Aser is a Kolshu. What do you mean? How's Aser a Kolshu? You don't say Kama Kama bottle? My love, the konofel isura legavetera, is just falling into heter, and it shouldn't aser. It should be mutter because the heter doesn't vatal the iser. Zok tomorrow law, you know, the konofel hetera legavisura, that the heter fell legavisura. The case was the heter was falling into iser. Okay, and therefore it's kama kama bottle that it's aser. Aya, Mishnah says a loshen kolshu. What does that mean? What does it mean aser of a kolshu? So Pshat is like this, that even though it landed up being so much heter that it was more in the Isser and it became 1,000 to 1, still will be Usser. Why? Because everything that falls into the Isser becomes Usser as it falls in. So the Isser keeps on asking whenever it falls in. So even if it lands up being so much heter that's 1,000 times the Isser, it'll still be Usser with Kama Kama bottle. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says Yayin Nesach Asas V'Kolshu. The only problem with this Pshat of Rashi Pshat is that it comes out, it's nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. Any Isser would be the same thing, because you have Heta fell into Isser, you have Kama Kama bottle, even if it lands up being a lot, but since it keeps on falling one at a time, it keeps on being vatlet, so even if it's a lot, and even if it's 1,000 to 1, it'll still be Isser. It's nothing to do with Yayin Nesach. Our Mishnah's Mashmah is special than Yayin Nesach. That's what Ritva asks this Kasha. And therefore, the other Rishonim have different Pshat in the Gemara. We'll quickly say over the Al Pshat in the Gemara of the Ran, the different Pshat in the Gemara. He learns like this, that in a case where a chavis gedoyla shel heter fell into a little drop of Yayin Nesach, it's still aser. That means even without kama kama bottle, as long as the iser is in the bar first, it asers. And the Ran says the time of the milsa, Dr. Ran, he agrees to the same thing like Rashi, that Rav Dimi is not a regular case of aser b'kolshu. But the halacha is, if the iser is there first, even if it's a lot at a time, especially in Yayin Nesach, even if it's a lot at a time, it'll aser. Because the thing that's stationary always asers. That's the Ryan's Pshat. We'll go back to Ryan's Pshat. We're going to stick with Ryan's Pshat, even though there's a lot of Shverkai, we're learning the Gemara Rashi. So again, fear of Ashi, Rav Dima is not holding the Ayanesa Chasa Bekalshu. And there's such an idea called Kama Kama Bot. So we're going to ask the Kasha the next part of the Mishnah. Toshima, Yayim, Bemayim, Menezatam. If Yayim falls into Mayim, it's Menezatam. My love, the Konofel, Charma de Isu, Lamay de Ater. Charma de Isu falls into that. Then we're saying that it has to be able to give Tam in order to Aser, but if it gives Tam, it Asers. And Lachar, why? Lachar, it's Kama Kama Batal, so it never Asers. Even if a lot of Isu falls in, but the Ater keeps it from being Vatal, so it's Kama Kama Batal. What's Shana Mishnah? So the Gemara answers, Loi, the Konofel, Charma de Ater, Lamay de Isura. The chamra that terah fell into maya de isura. Okay, so then now it's back shver. Why dafka benois and tam? It should be usur even if it falls in a lot of heter because the is there first. So on the, and it's kama kama bottle. So on that Rashi answers that the case was that a lot fell at one time. Going to nafal kula kachada. That it's not here. It's all at once. So here you can't say kama kama bottle because it fell a lot of time. So there the shear is benoisin tam. That's the shear benoisin tam. Now the Gemara really could have just stuck with the first thing, the konafel chamra de isur lamaya de atera, and it fell a lot at a time. But I in the karner aim on the mashah that answers that kasha. But right now we're saying avada the noisin tam is a case if it fell slowly into it become a kama bottle. But here it was chamra de atera lamaya de isura. And if it falls a little bit at a time, it's pashas also. It's kama kama batal. If it falls a lot at a time, it'll be aser kol zman the iser gives tam in the heter, which means you still could taste the water in the wine. So the Gemara akasha. So we're saying, what's the case of our Mishnah? Maya is isura. With the ratio of maya the isura, sefer nami we're assuming with maya the isura. The sefer also is maya the isura, which means the sefer that says Umayim b'yayin, it means the Issa fell into the heter of yayin. So why don't we say kama kama bottle over there? Say v'nam v'yisurik, Tony say for mayim b'yayin b'nais and tam. Why don't you say kama kama bottle that it should be mutter even if it's nice and tam because it's kama kama bottle? I, you could answer that if a lot fell out of time, or that's also what we have to answer with the kandireim. So amulah chorabdimi, don't ask me because this maya the isura, this maya is also, this maya is also. It's not, there's not a difference in the ratio on the side, the two parts of yayim b'mayim and yayim b'mayim. Amulah chorabdimi, kulam esizim the teirah gav isura. The head is falling the isra. The ratio, the konaf al chamra, the teirah lamaya the isura. And we're saying a lot fell out of time and that's why we go to some time. And sefer the konafel maya de teira lechamer de isura mut de gamayim fell into chamer de isura and was saying it's benois in time because it fell a lot at a time. That's the way Rav Dima will answer our Mishnah and Rav Dima lemaisa holds there's no such thing as osur v'kolshu. It's all there's a different idea called kama kama bottle. It falls in by slowly. It's bottle as it falls in. And Rashi says we don't pass Rav Dima because you'll see the next few Gemaras they argue on Rav Dima. So the first Gemara is like halfway like Rav Dimi. Ki also Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef, I'm Rav Yechanan, ha-ma'ar yayin nesach, he's pouring yayin nesach, mitzar tzakotam, from a small jug, lebar into a big bar, afilu kol yom kula rishu rishu bottle. It's kama kama bottle, like Rav Dimi says. And it won't ask b'kal shu. But v'dafka tzir tzakotam, a small jug, delo nofesh amude, not a lot comes out at a time. Avachavis, nofesh amude loy, but achavis, lot comes out at a time, it's not bottle. Aye, it's more in the bar than the ayin nesach. Why is it in a bottle? So the Ran explains like this. The time of the milsa, Dr. Ran, the time of the milsa, the chav is kim the nofesh amudei, since it's a lot coming out at a time. The whole yayin the chav is b'chuv the bar. The kim the nofesh amudei, cheburoi choshev, it's choshev, there's a lot coming out at a time. It's choshev, a good connection. It's like it fell a lot at a time. It's not so much. It's not like that. Look at reach and bottle. So, and he asks, I went up to Nitzuk. If it's Nitzuk Chibur, it should be a Chibur to Yayin Nesach, and everything in the Tzartzel should be a Mechub already. So he says, Chibur just makes. That the wine on the bottom, the wine on the top is like the wine on the bottom. Now, the wine on the bottom, since it's bottle, so therefore, it becomes heter, so therefore, the yayin shel milo will be the same thing, and therefore, it's no problem of Nitzel, because Nitzel just makes a connection. But here, even with the connection, it's still bottle, and therefore it's not a problem. So what's Rav Yechanan saying? That Tzirtzer Katan is mutter, because kamikam bottle, a big chavis is awesome. He also Ravin Rav Yechanan, the next man, the Yama, holds that Yayin Nesech Asers, even Mekolshu. But the din of Yayin Nesech Asers Mekolshu is only Mim Bimina, like we know. Not Mim Mishayin Amina. Okay? That's the fact. And we have to get this, we're going to speak out more outside Klar, and then we'll have it very easy inside. So Yayin B'Yayin, a small amount, let's say it's 1 ounce into 100 ounces of wine, the Yayin Nesech will Aser that wine. But if you have 1 ounce of wine of Yayin Nesech falling into 100 ounces of water, then it's bottled. Then it's a bottle. The water knocks it out because Mimba Ein Amina. So here we have a case where the Yayin Nesech by itself would be bottle. There was water, was 65 ounces of water. And if Yayin Nesech will fall into that water, the 65 ounces of water would knock it out. The thing is that you had over here Yayin of Heter, like 20 ounces of Yayin Heter. Now, if you add the two things together, 21 ounces, it'll be, the Mayim won't be able to knock it out. So here, how do you look at that? You have now a mixture of three things. Yayin Nesech, 1 ounce, 20 ounces of Yayin Heter, and 65 ounces of Mayim. If you discount the regular wine, then the Yayin Nesech gets knocked out. But if you put them together, and they become Usser, then it's 65 against 21. It won't win. So what's the halacha? So you can also, Rav Nar Rav Yechanan, Yayin Nesech Shnafel Abar, V'nafel Sham Kitoin Shal Mayim, so Roynes a Heter Kilo Eina. You look at the Heter, the 20 ounces of kosher wine is not here. V'ashar Mayim Rav Malo Vatlam. And we look at the Mayim, we Vatl, that 1 ounce of Yayin Nesech. We have a right to do that. We look at the Min Be'Ein Amina fight first, and the Ein Amina knocks it out, and now the wine doesn't have Yayin Nesech in it, and it's Mutter. That's the way Rav Yechanan says. Okay. Also, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, Rav Yechanan, they limit this halacha. Lo yishonu shenof v'kin shemayim t'chila. It's only if the mayim fell before the Yayin Nesach. So when Yayin Nesach comes in, it has to counter the mayim. Aval inof v'shom kin shemayim t'chila, which means first the Yayin Nesach 1 ounce fell into 20 ounces. So now that all became 21 ounces of iser, and then the water fell in. It's too late. You can't say the din of salik. You can't say I take out the heter and just fight the water against the Yayin Nesach. Because Matzah Minas Mina V'Neyah, which means the two wines gang up with each other and make a strong front, Keneged, the water, and 21 ounces, Keneged 65, and it'll not be bottled. So the whole din of Salek is only if the water is there first. And the Mayim comes in. You don't say the Mayim now meets his Min and makes it more Isser. You say the Mayim gets bottled in the water. The Yayin gets bottled in the water. But if the Mayim comes second, it's too late. Already the two wines teamed up, and it's stronger than the water. Some say this halacha, what we call salek, or royin, we say it on the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, yayin b'yayin kolshu, yayin ases yayin kolshu. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Rav Yechadon, lo yishon uel shon uel nafal sham kitin shamayim. This is only true if lo yinafal sham kitin shamayim. The only thing our Mishnah is true that yayin ases the other wine b'kolshu, then it's only if there's no mayim over here. Avanafal sham, let's say it was one fell into 100 of wine. It asks it. That's only if there's no water there. Avanav shom kinin shal mayim. So then the mayim, 65 ounces of mayim, not get the 1 ounce of Yayin Nesach. Avanav shom kinin shal mayim. Roin says heter kila einoy. You forget about the wine that's kosher. Vashar mayim rov alav vatlam. And the 65 ounces not got the 1 ounce of Yayin Nesach. So that he says it on our Mishnah. Now my ikabein l'demaslo amasisim l'demaslo adaravin. What's the difference? You said it on the Mishnah or on Ravin? Man demaslo amasisim loy boy tchila. If you say it on the Mishnah, the water, whenever it comes, is fine. It's mashmah. Yayin b'yayin, it asers, but if water comes in afterwards, it's fine. The water knocks out the Yayin Nesach. Oh man, the master, the Rav, and b'yayin t'chila. You need the water to be there before the Yayin Nesach. We spoke out. The water has to be there first. But if the water is there second, the two wines team up each other against the water. So that would be nafkamim and tula shayinus if you have to have it for. So the we have this din of salek, which means like this, that if you have Yayin Nesach falling into other wine, which asks the kolshu, if there's water there, which is 60 times the Yayin Nesach, it always knocks it out. If you want mandiyama, only knocks it out if it's there before the Yayin Nesach, but if it comes afterwards, that's the machloikis, if you say din salek, which means you say, forget about the kosher wine, and just look at 65 against 1, or not. That's the shayla, the two Reichiron's. And Lemaisa, if you say it on the Mishnah, then he says it's alike in every case. Even if water comes second, since the water is connected, the Issa 60 times connected the water, the wine, and it's Mimena Minoy, it will be bottle.